Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
We're at the South Street Seaport. It's Thursday morning here in Lower Manhattan. You just heard the voice of Kimberly A. Martin, NFL reporter who joined us in the last hour talking about the biggest NFL news. Well, I guess the biggest NFL news is that the regular season opener is 1 week from today. Chiefs, Texans, we're ready to go. Jay's ready to go.
What date is that?
September 10th, a week from today.
That's also my birthday, Zubin. I'm going to keep reminding you.
Early.
Happy early coming.
Key, you should get him a Duke basketball jersey so you guys can be together there with the basketball jerseys. Key's wearing a UCLA jersey this morning, paying off losing a bet. Jay Will's grinning from ear to ear. It might not be wiped off for about a week.
I'm just enjoying it.
No, it's cool. It's all good, bruh.
He's worked off a lot of his anger good. In this past hour. He's starting to settle into
it. It's not touching my skin, so I'm good.
He does have one layer in between.
Yeah. Like, I don't even look right in this. Just my whole get up, my style, my swag, my personality does not fit UCLA at all whatsoever. Like, it's just not even, they don't even recruit dudes like me.
What does that mean?
They don't recruit dudes like me with attitudes that I got, with my swag. Them dudes over there are boring.
Russell Westbrook wasn't born.
Russell Westbrook barely played at UCLA, right? I mean, he didn't get the minutes and the buckets that he should have got.
That's fair. They treated
him like he was a stepchild. They got dudes like Ryan Hollins, man. Come on, man.
Oh, man. I'm a BD, Baron Davis on line one.
But BD already know how I feel. We grew up together, so we already know how I feel. Ryan knows how I feel.
Ryan wore number 15. Key's wearing a 42 for Kevin Love.
Look at that, though. Just come on, man. Get the show on the road.
All right, let's do it. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, he's wearing that bet because he lost a Clippers-Mavericks bet on who would win the series. Key and I went with the Mavs. Bad call. We're coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, and we are brought to you by Heineken. Also want to mention, Key, not to bring up anything bad, but real quick, what was your record against UCLA? Do you remember?
Okay, so either your ass, somebody either tweeted that or...
Don't kill the messenger.
Yeah, well...
Just answer the question.
I was 0-2 against them. But look, hey, selfish player. I balled in those games, though.
I killed in those games.
It wasn't me. I did my job.
Not my fault.
I tried to will us to victory. But it's not even about my record. I never, ever grew up a UCLA dude. I grew up across the street from USC, literally. Mm-hmm. My apartment building is on the FDR, and this is USC. I lived on the FDR, like literally right there. UCLA is just snooty. It butts up against Bel Air, and they think that they're just, even though we're supposed to be the spoiled children, they walk around acting as if they just high and mighty because of where the school is placed in the neighborhood.
Right. So for people that don't know, sometimes USC was known as the University of Spoiled Children. Yeah. University of Southern California.
What's that called?
Victory, man. It's
the victory. The two fingers down.
Yes, that's right.
That doesn't seem like downtown
you
LA.
Don't even,
that
first of all,
seem
you
tough.
First of all,
like, hey, I'm from downtown LA.
First of all, you're
victory,
not even your wrist
victory.
Is not even right. So
how do you know about a good wrist?
I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah,
man.
You should leave that one alone. Next play.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests, including Damian Woody, to talk a little bit of football at 7:30 a.m. Eastern, appear on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Okay, so let's get into it. Leonard Fournette goes from Jacksonville to Tampa. There's a lot of layers here. Obviously, the opportunity to play with Tom Brady is one. But just throw it together. You got Tom Brady, Gronk, Mike Evans. You add Leonard Fournette in the backfield. Are the Bucs appreciably better today than they were yesterday?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If Leonard Fournette can stay healthy and do some of the same things that he did a couple years ago with Tom Brady and O.J. Howard and Gronk and Godwin and Evans, they're going to be hard to beat. Hey, I'm not saying they're going 16-0. But they're going to be a hard out.
When you look at it from a
defensive standpoint and Coach Bowles and the things that he does from a defensive standpoint, Todd Bowles is ridiculous. And you talk about Byron Leftwich and cutting down the interceptions. Tom Brady going to do that just on GP, which means basically on his own.
Leftwich, the OC.
Byron Leftwich is the offensive coordinator. When you got Tom Brady at the quarterback spot and you know that the mistakes are going to be at a minimum, you can win a whole lot of ball games doing that.
I love you, Keyshawn. You just sat up here and talked so great about the Bucs, and that's awesome. And I get Leonard Fournette, good pickup if he's what he was a couple years ago when he was healthy.
Yeah,
you picking him to beat the Saints?
That's the week one matchup, by
the way. They always.
So that's my, that's one thing you said. They you sat up here and said all these great things. No, I, Saints just got Alvin Kamara back.
No, but they could beat the Saints because they have always given the Saints issues. When the Saints, you think about it, was it last year that they went into New Orleans and popped them with Jameis Winston at quarterback?
Are you picking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win the division?
That South division just got real tight, man.
Yeah.
That thing got tight.
That's why I'm asking you to make a stand. Are you picking the Buccaneers to win the South division?
I can't go against my nephew and the New Orleans Saints and Michael Thomas. That's all nepotism 100.
Okay.
I'm going with the Saints. Doesn't mean that the Bucs aren't going to be second and make it to the playoffs and make a strong run. I like the fact that Leonard Fournette decided to go there. You know, I was worried yesterday, literally 45 minutes prior to him signing, Allen, who works with us in production, we were going back and forth on the Fournette situation, trying to figure out why isn't he signed? How come? Because we got a running back of this caliber with a $4 million number on him, and he clears waivers several hours later. You're like, well, nobody signed him for $4 million, so something must be wrong. And then you got Doug Marrone trying to throw salt at him out there in the public as if they couldn't get two nickels for him. You know, it's like, well, wait a minute. What's really underneath the hood? And once you take a step back and you think about Bruce Arians, who's a player's coach, you say, okay, this is the right situation. Veteran leadership with Brady and some other guys that's over there. You say, okay.
So you're saying all the rumors about Fournette, about him, you know, sleeping during game film, about him being late for practice, about him not being engaged, all those things just disappear now all of a sudden that he's underneath Bruce Arians?
It happens that way, man.
I understand a player can change their mindset.
You play
losing mentality, losing team.
Losing mentality. I got to get out of here. I don't want to be around these dudes. I don't like the owner. I don't like how they did some of my other teammates. I'm cool with Jalen Ramsey. They shipped him off. You know, so when you start looking at it, you go, I'm better off being somewhere else. I can re-energize. I can get with a winning culture that understands me. Okay, Bruce Arians understands us and what it's like to be a player and all of those sort of things. Where other coaches sometimes, like Charles Barkley was saying, and these dudes be frauds and lazy. You think they be good coaches and you think that they're authentic in certain situations. They don't be. They be frauds. They really do. Self-preservation a lot of times.
I'm saying, I'm with Keel on the culture. I mean, if Tom Brady has established the culture with Chris Godwin and company.
But it's not even Tom Brady. It's Bruce Arians.
Bruce Arians, that's what I said. Just the culture of a team. But it's the work-like mentality that is approached every single day. It's easy to get lost in the sauce when you have somebody that believes
you. Lost in the sauce. It's like a
exactly. When the culture's right, though, right? Yeah. You throw yourself into what the team is doing. That comes with Bruce Arians and Tom Brady as your leaders.
And it happens all the time. But I was wondering why certain teams didn't jump at him that needed a running back. They all started saying, oh, we're good, we're set. And the Bucs just waited in the wings and got the deal done, and now he's probably going to go to the forefront because, obviously, to me, he's better than LeSean McCoy at this stage. Ronald Jones, one of my USC alums, is a solid running back, but I don't think he gives you that what Leonard Fournette gives you. But even so, they could use it as a 1-2 punch because I think he's a better back out of the backfield catching the balls than Leonard Fournette. But Leonard Fournette, man, coming downhill, if he's right, you got to get out the way, Z.
No doubt. We'll talk about it with Damian Woody again, I mentioned, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern. And the Hall of Famer, Ed Reed, is going to join us at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. Obviously, he's a great defensive player in his
game. Man, he wasn't that good, man.
Are you sure?
How'd he do against you?
Man, Ed plays safety, so Ed was good. I mean,
okay, I'm just saying. You have
No. Ed, come on, man. I'm being playful now.
He does have a gold jacket.
So you've had some people on the show now that you said, hey, how's your face feeling in the mud?
No, but
how's your face feeling in the mud? That's your line.
No, I don't think I got Ed. I'll ask you. I might have got him once, maybe. He might have got me once.
We'll ask him at 8:30 a.m. Eastern when the Hall of Famer joins Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Still to come, it was 1 week ago that sports shut down again, this time for a completely different reason than the coronavirus. And for one major league player, it hit real close to home. And he's not even back on the field yet. We'll get to that and talk to him, tell you who we're talking about.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Good morning. It just seems like you need every single letter of the alphabet from A to Z to explain the wildness in the NBA last night. Let's start with the Heat and the Bucks. So late in the game, you got Goran Dragic fouling Chris Middleton. He ends up hitting three free throws, fouled him on a three to tie the game. And then a very controversial call on Giannis fouling Jimmy Butler with no time left. Butler hits both free throws with no time left on the clock, and that's the difference. 116-114. A couple other NBA games tonight. Raptors-Celtics. See if the Raptors can get on the board. And then the Nuggets and the Clippers at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's a Western Conference matchup. Speaking of Western Conference, absolutely wild game after the Bucks and the Heat were done between the Thunder and the Rockets. Incredible. James Harden had a tough game. 4-for-15, 1-for-9 from deep. But at the end of the day, the offensive juggernaut made a huge defensive stop on Lou Dort, who had the ball in his hands in the final seconds. The Rockets are going to move on. They'll take on Keys Lakers game one Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN, of course, from the bubble. And a sad note from the world of baseball. The Hall of Famer, Tom Seaver, died Monday at 75 of complications from Lewy body dementia and COVID-19. If you're old enough, you remember Seaver leading the Mets to their improbable World Series victory in 1969, forever known as the Amazing Mets, won three Cy Young Awards. Dozen times he was an All-Star, and when he went into Cooperstown in 1992 in his first year of eligibility, he got an astounding 98.84% of the vote at the time, the highest election percentage anyone ever had. We'll get some memories of Tom Seaver, including an amazing off-the-field story you have to hear coming up with Tim Kirkchin in just about 40 to 45 minutes from now. More baseball talk is on your way here in 15 seconds.
NFL teams have canceled practice to have open conversations. WNBA postponed games the last 2 days. Major League Baseball and MLS postponed a handful of games amid the protests.
It's a pleasure to have the Brewers World Series champion, obviously won that championship with the Royals, Lorenzo Cain, join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Two-time All-Star, Gold Glover, World Series champion. We'll get to your decision to opt out here in just a second. I know you're joining us from Oklahoma as you keep tabs on your team from afar, but as a black man in this country who plays for the Brewers, Kenosha, 40 miles south of Milwaukee, what was your reaction to the Jacob Blake shooting?
You know, I just don't want to just only speak on that shooting. This things like this have been going on for a long time. So things like that are tough to see, tough to watch, especially for me. You know, things like that stick in my head. You know, that's something I don't like watching, I don't like seeing. But it's an issue, you know, that's been going on for a while. And as a society, as a country, we need to find a way to get better in that aspect. And I've actually been talking to a lot of different people, like governors and mayors in different spots, to kind of get all this situated out and find ways to better improve everything that's going on in this country.
Lorenzo, I want to ask you this. Being a big-time player, accomplishing so much as an African-American in baseball, taking a look around, there's not a whole lot of us that's playing right now. What's your reaction to the way that the players have responded to what took place in Wisconsin?
Guys are just using their platform, you know. Everybody's in a different position in life, and you know, as athletes, you know, we must continue to speak out. We must continue to to help out people, because we're in a position to help people out. And we got to continue to do that and continue to grow as people. And as a community, just being in sports in general, I'm doing everything I can to continue to bring awareness to these situations that's going on. Because, like I said, this can't continue to go on. This can't continue to happen. And like I say, only thing as far as me, myself, players, we got to continue to speak out, you know, speak the truth. We want people to be held accountable for when they mess up. You know, mistakes are mistakes, but things as far as, you know, the George Floyd incident, where, you know, he continued to hold his knee on guy on his neck for almost 10 minutes, things like that just can't happen. And as a group, we got to clean it up, and things must get better.
You know, Lorenzo, at the time you opted out, you were the most high-profile player by far at the time to make that decision. Can you take us inside that decision for you personally and collectively with the Brewers?
It was a tough situation, dude. Like I said, I'm a guy that likes to go out there and grind day in and day out with my teammates. But in this instance, I had to, you know, just kind of take a look back, take a step back, you know, with everything that's been going on in 2020. Me also trying to, you know, get my life back right with God as well, and including the COVID situation, because, you know, I have two kids. Two of them have asthma. So it's a situation I had to just kind of put my family first. And, you know, the risk, it just wasn't worth it for me and my family. So I decided to put them first for a change. You know, I've been putting baseball before them for a long time, and I decided just look, you know, go in a different direction, put them first. Understanding that their health is more important than a game of baseball. So that's why I did it. You know, I'm still checking in on the boys every day, you know, checking in on and see if they're playing well or not playing well. I'm still talking to my teammates day in and day out. And yeah, just checking in on them. And, you know, we're all trying to, you know, seek the same thing, and it's change.
When you look at Major League Baseball, how do you respond to what they're doing in terms of the injustice that's going on, and what would you say to that?
I would say in the past, you know, especially when, you know, Kaepernick started kneeling at the time. And I remember thinking, you know, I was in a tough spot. I didn't know what I should do. Because, you know, let's be honest, guys were basically losing their jobs, or it was kind of frowned upon to kneel. But I completely understand why he did it. You know, things need to change as far as police brutality. And for them, for me personally, I can only speak on Milwaukee Brewers because that's who I play for. But, you know, I've been holding Zoom calls. I've been talking to the owner. I've been talking to the GM. We consistently talk and trying to figure out ways to help get this country in a better place. And for me, they basically told me whatever resource I need, anything I need, they back me. They have my back. Whatever I think, anything I need, they're there. And for me, that's a start, and that's all I can ask for right now. And for them continue to allow us to continue to bring the awareness, and they also help us throughout the process. And it's been a pleasure, you know, working with them and trying to seek change.
Lo, how hard has it been to sit on the sidelines and watch baseball, knowing everything that we're dealing with in our country?
It's been tough. It's been really tough. Like I said, I've enjoyed the grind. I like being out with my teammates, which I said before. Just being out there and grinding with them day in and day out, it's been tough. It's been tough because I'm home now, and it's kind of hard to do as much as I want because I'm sitting in the house. I'm you know, I opted out for a reason. And I'm trying to keep my family safe, trying to keep my kids safe, and it's been tough to see from afar, but at the same time, my team has been updating me every day. They've been kind of leading the charge since I haven't been there. As far as my teammates, they've been nothing but great. They're continue to keep me in the loop, continue to seek change, continue to, you know, fight for systemic change. And like I said, that's all I can ask for them.
Lorenzo Cain is joining us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. You and about 100 other black players have formed something called the Players Alliance. Can you tell us about how this organization came together?
You know, it's like I said, that goes back to us using our platform. We're doing something that we're in a position to help people, and we just can't sit back and watch what's going on and especially with the position we're in, and not help people and not try to do things to help change. And that's what we're doing right now. We're using the player alliance, and we're taking full advantage of it, and we're using to the best of our abilities. And that's what we got to continue to see. You know, for this thing to stop, we got to continue to bring awareness, continue to fight for each other, continue to grow as people in this country. And I think if we continue to do that slowly, I feel like change will continue to happen. And like I said, I don't want to have to, you know, explain this to my kids when they get old. You know, I want this to be hopefully over and done with by the time they get to a certain age where they fully understand what's going on. And yeah, I just don't. I want to be the last person to talk about this. You know, that's what I call progress. When you don't have to hear another guy like myself or Keyshawn or anybody that's involved talk about this situation ever again. And that's what I consider progress.
Have you had any type of communication conversation with any of the players in Major League Baseball about registering to vote or getting out to vote at all?
We have not. You know, like I said, we got a group app with everybody on the app, and you can basically talk to everybody about anything, what's going on. But voting is something we hadn't specifically talked about. So I'm glad you brought that up. That's something I can add that to the group, and we can get on that and make sure everybody's getting out and voting and doing their part. Because like you said, it makes a big difference. You know, putting the right person or getting a chance to vote for a right leader that's going to lead the right way and also see change in what we're trying to focus on as well. So, yeah, I'll definitely introduce that to the fellas, and we'll kind of move on and go from there.
Last thing here for you, Lorenzo. I know you can't speak for Bruce Maxwell, who took a ton of heat when he became the first Major League Baseball player to take a knee while he was playing for the Oakland Athletics. He's now in the New York Mets organization. He was criticized roundly for that decision, since Major League Baseball has been a little bit behind the curve with regard to the other sports, with regard to social injustice. What do you think about what he did now versus then, that we have the hindsight and perspective that we do?
What he did was bold. It was courageous. Like I say, I'm gonna be honest. I was nervous. I was afraid to kneel, because, like I said, you were basically afraid to lose your job. You know, if you went out and kneeled and took a stance against something in which, you know, where we all need to continue to fight for, and that's police brutality. And I applaud him for doing that and having the strength to do that. And now we fully understand why Kaepernick did it, why Bruce did it. And I think now from now on out, everybody's going to use the platform to better seek change. And like I said, I applaud him for doing that. That took some courage to do that, because I was definitely unsure on what to do back then. But from now on out, that definitely, I won't be nervous. I won't be afraid to speak my mind or say what I need to say to hopefully better this world.
You can find more information about the great work being done by the Players Alliance, that website I mentioned. It's a group of 100 African-American players. The website is theplayersalliance.com. Their tagline is "One Team, One Dream, Be the Change." Lorenzo, best of health. Stay safe, and thanks for joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance. We'll talk to ESPN NFL analyst Damian Woody on a variety of subjects, including Leonard Fournette and Kirk Cousins. But first, it's time for your SportsCenter updates.
In control, OKC with 7 to shoot. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander fires to Dort. He shoots a 3, blocked by Harden on the perimeter, and a save on the end line, out of bounds to Houston. How about James Harden struggling all night on the offensive end, coming up with one of the biggest defensive plays here in Game 7.
That's Mark Kestisher, the voice of the NBA Finals on ESPN Radio. Quick reminder, SportsCenter brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Cover all your bases with Straight Talk Wireless. Get the same networks as big carriers, only pay up to 50% less. Get the unlimited plan, 25 gigs, high-speed data, then 2G for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. Crazy game. James Harden did not play well at all. 4-for-15, 1-for-9 from deep. But when it counted, a huge block on Lou Dort, who strangely had the ball in the final seconds. For the Thunder and the Lakers are awaiting the Houston Rockets Game 1 Friday night Eastern on ESPN. The Heat continued their playoff surge. They're up 2-0 on the Bucks. First time ever in playoff history that a 5 seed has been up 2-0 on a 1 seed. Controversy all over the game. Final seconds, Giannis fouling Jimmy Butler with no time on the clock. Jimmy Butler hits a couple free throws, and by that margin, hitting free throws with zeros on the clock puts the Heat up 2-0. And we wrap up with some sad news from the world of baseball. The Hall of Famer, the great Tom Seaver, the Amazons, died Monday at the age of 75. Seaver was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1992. He received a record 98.84% of the vote. That was the largest, biggest percentage anyone ever had at that time. ESPN baseball analyst and resident historian Tim Kirkjian is going to be here in about a half hour or so to regale you with an amazing off-the-field story. For Tom Seaver, Tom Terrific, 3-time Cy Young Award winner, dozen times an All-Star, and dead at the age of 75. We promised Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst, and he is here with us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. It is Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, and Zubin Mehenti. Good morning. Damian, first things first, want to ask you about what you think about the addition of Leonard Fournette to the Bucks and what it does with regard to where they stand as one of the elite teams in the NFC.
Well, I mean, listen, that's another talented running back that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have added to the roster. I mean, listen, Keyshawn would know, all these guys would know this. When you're surrounded by good guys, it tends out to brings out the best in you as a football player. So, you know, for a guy like Leonard Fournette who's looking for a reset in his career, what better place to find it than being with the GOAT, an all-time great Tom Brady at the quarterback position, and surrounded by all that skilled talent that they have on the offensive side of the football. So this was a good landing spot for them. And again, it brings a physicality to their rushing attack with Leonard Fournette.
Big Wood, I know you obviously played on the offensive line, part of that beef at the New York Jets as well as the New England Patriots. What does this do for the offensive struggling line that the Buccaneers had by getting a back like Leonard Fournette?
Well, Key, when you got a guy that's as physical as Leonard Fournette, man, he, you know, sometimes he can, you know, make up some mistakes you might have up front in the offensive line. Remember, with no offseason program, you know, that usually messes up the chemistry with the offensive line because, Key, as you know, with the offensive line, you got to get five guys to play as one, and that takes reps. So all these guys are behind, but again, when you add another talented piece to the puzzle, it tends to make your job a little bit easier, and that's what Leonard Fournette is going to bring to the table.
The New Orleans Saints obviously is trying to get a deal done with Alvin Kamara. I think that's the way he wants
Correct.
You, right? He
Kamara.
Wants his Kamara. Kamara,
yes.
Kamara. He wants you to say that now, not Kamara. trying to get a deal done with him. How important is it to the Saints and that offense for him to get this deal done and stay in camp?
Oh, Key, I've always said that to me, Alvin Kamara is the most explosive piece to that offense, and that's no slight to Michael Thomas because Michael Thomas is a fantastic, had an MVP type of season last year. But you talk about a guy who you can move all around the offense, who's deadly from the backfield, receiver position, creating mismatches against defenses. That's what Alvin Kamara is, and that's what he means to the New Orleans Saints. So, to, you know, to see that both sides are, you know, trying to negotiate a new deal, I think it just shows you what the Saints think of Alvin Kamara and what his importance is to that offense and Drew Brees.
Big Wood, bring me back to the Buccaneers for a second. Them getting Leonard Fournette, does that change the ceiling for them?
No, I think they're going to be right there with the all the teams, the usual suspects in the NFC, the 49ers, you know, the Cowboys, the Saints, they're going to be right there. It might take them a little bit more time to gel because, again, they didn't have an offseason program with a couple of new faces in there. But by the end of the year, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is going to be a force in the NFC. And, again, they added another talented piece with Leonard Fournette who's going to help them be there.
Damian Woody is joining us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. I got to ask you about Cam. I mean, you played for Bill Belichick in New England. Now Cam is going to be doing the same. Knowing Bill's personality and knowing Cam's personality, obviously Bill is singing his praises right now, but how do you think this fit looks?
Well, first of all, I got to say, man, Cam is big as hell, man. Like, when you look at Cam, my God, this dude is like a defensive end out there. But I think, listen, I think there's an element of from Bill Belichick that, you know what, we've always talked about Bill and Tom, Bill and Tom, Bill and Tom, where now he has – Tom's not there, obviously, with Tampa Bay, and Bill is going to – I think Bill underneath is eager to show everybody that I can win without Tom. And then you get a piece like Cam Newton, and I've always said – if Cam is healthy, Cam is, to me, is one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the National Football League. So I think Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels are going to whip up a lot of wrinkles that's going to scare a lot of opposing offenses. Now we got to see what the other pieces on the outside what they're going to bring to the table. But as far as Cam and his ability to run that offense, I think Cam is in a great spot to be in New England.
Damon, you've been in several locker rooms, and I know you pretty well, and you don't like locker room drama.
I
already know it. I know how offensive linemen think. Kirk Cousins' comments, pre and post, cleaning them up. How is that going to affect the locker room and the teammates, if it will at all?
Key, I don't think it's going to affect teammates. I don't think it's going to affect teammates that much. I think Kirk Cousins. Listen, I think. As it relates to Kirk Cousins, I think an angle I don't know if everybody touched upon. I think he's a man of faith, and I think what he was talking about was, you know, a lot of his comments had a religious slant to them. But obviously, you would like to have seen him to be more empathetic in the time that we live in with this whole pandemic, and it's killed over 190,000 people. But Key, you know, at the end of the day, man, football is football. We're out here trying to win football games, you know? So I don't think guys want to be in this huge uproar, you know, over it. The locker room will handle it, and they'll go on and just focus on week one.
Fair enough. Fair enough. These are obviously comments that he has walked back in some regard. They were obviously made also a couple of months ago when the number wasn't as high as Damian said it is, approaching 190,000 people. So just a little context there, but certainly seems a little tone deaf. Damian, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Take it easy, guys.
All right, Big Wood.
You too. Great to have the perspective of a guy that played for Bill Belichick now that Cam's about to do the same. But let's go back to another quarterback, the comments, his thoughts on Cousins. Guys, obviously the takeaway line yesterday, if I die, I die, essentially talking about if he were to contract COVID-19. And Damian and Kimberly A. Martin, who joined us last hour, essentially said it might have been taken out of context because Cousins is a man of faith, and he's saying that this is beyond me. If it's my time to go, it's my time to go, that sort of thing. What do you think about it? Because let's be honest, in 2020, context is lost. People see that on their phone, and immediately it's like, I thought this was a good guy. Now he's saying this?
Well, you know what? I kind of feel the same way based on understanding his information, understanding the context of it now.
Right.
I'm like, okay, I get it. I feel the same way. Like, you know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. I can't. But when you say it,
right,
and then you along the way say the mask, it doesn't do, you know, that kind of tying all that in made you go, man, what are you doing? But I understand where he's coming from with certain things. Certain things are out of your control, so why worry about it? I get that. I understand. He just said it, and when he said it, it just was like,
it was clunky.
Yeah, it didn't come across the right way.
Wholeheartedly, I agree with Key. I also think, though, there's a problem within the media sometimes, right? And obviously, we all know the words clickbait. And, you know, you say a line like that, you can't really say a line like that. If you do, you have to kind of repeat the question in your answer to a degree, which is something that I've learned how to do in interviews now, right? Because
but they could shave that out too.
Saying, like, so like something, a small snippet gets, you know, peeled out of there, and then all of a sudden that becomes a headline, and then you have millions of people that react on that. Look, we got asked on the spot, right? Well, yesterday, right? And you and I were like, well, we don't really understand context. Was he joking?
Yeah.
Right. But we live in a cancel culture now, guys, where it takes one little small instance, if you don't have context, where people just jump on you, and then you're deemed guilty in the public court of law instead of being innocent until proven guilty.
Well, the only thing out of all that I still have a problem with, mm-hmm, is about the mask.
Right.
Like,
yeah, I hear you on that.
That other than that, the way he feels about it is cool. I understand. But when you start talking about the mask doesn't
help
the situation, then I don't know that. I know the guys in the white coats with the pins in their pockets or telling me to wear the mask. That's what I know.
Science does say wear the mask.
So therefore, I'm going to wear the damn mask. And I want you to wear the mask if you're going to be in my locker room and around me at all times. And when you're not around me, I want you to wear it, because when you come around me, I need to know that you were wearing the mask. That's it. Other than that, it's gone to Pluto.
I'm with Keyshawn on
Thank
this.
You, Boomer.
I'm with Keyshawn on this. We're attached at the hip. Just to provide some context, though, it's confusing out there for people. It's like there's so much. Is it mask? Not mask? Depending upon what day you're reading, what article,
what region you're in, who you're listening to.
It's so spaced out there. This one is labeled this, or that's labeled that way. It's a crazy world that we live in. So, benefit of the doubt for Kirk Cousins.
Fair enough. Remember, the last thing the expert said.
Now go win some games.
The expert didn't say wear a mask initially. They're saying wear it now. So, you're right. We're learning new things all the time. Still to come, a title contender with a huge mountain to climb for a spot in the conference finals. A team that has never been or won the NBA finals. Barkley says they're about to get swept. Does Key and Jay think this team has any shot? We'll tell you who we're talking about on the way.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
No rest for the weary for the Nuggets that are back out there tonight against the Clippers. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin brought to you by Indeed. If finding a high-impact hire is a serious goal for your business, use Indeed. Their flexible payment options mean a better bang for your buck with no long-term contracts. They'll even give you a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post at Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply. Let's just say Charles Barkley, who joined us yesterday, do not think the Denver Nuggets have a chance to make a high impact in this series against the Clippers that will begin tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Yesterday, I think one of the guys flat out asked him, percentage chance that the Nuggets could win this series against Kawhi and the Clippers?
Zero. It's a perfect matchup for the Clippers. You know, actually, I think we knew, first of all, I want to admit one thing. I was 100% wrong on the Blazers. I thought they had enough, but when they started, they just wore down. But when we started, and Jay Will, you know, he's the basketball guy, no disrespect to you two guys, we knew because of the pandemic, it's been like almost a year. We knew a year ago it was going to come down to the Lakers and the Clippers, and I've seen nothing the last 2 weeks that's made me think anything differently.
Well, thanks for disrespecting.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want you guys to know that when somebody says no disrespect to you two guys, that means there's disrespect.
So I guess we got to go to you first because
Chuck can get away with that. I wouldn't accept that from everybody.
That's Chuck.
Real quick, I just want to mention Nuggets-Clippers Game 1-9 Eastern tonight on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We'll talk basketball with Tim Legler at 8:10 a.m. Eastern. Let's talk basketball with you because you are a respected NBA voice. Yeah.
I just feel like Jamal Murray has left his soul on the court. It's still on the court. You felt that with every time they played, him and Joker. It was like the energy that they had to exude in order to get out of that first round matchup with Utah was so heavy. Like, even watching that last interview where he had George Floyd on one one shoe. He had Breonna Taylor on the other.
Right.
Him breaking down, him in the hallway afterwards, bending over his knees. He seemed so tired to only have one day, even on SVP, where he said, hey, you ready for the Clippers on Thursday? He said, wait, what? Thursday?
Yep.
Thursday. Like today's, it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday morning, early wee hours of the morning. To have one day to go against a Clippers team that is loaded with the volume of defenders. Yes, Jamal Murray and Jokic are really good players, but do they have enough to beat the Clippers? Not at this juncture.
Well, I was sitting there, I was asking you, so there's Murray, there's Joker, and then who else, right? It's like,
yep.
The Clippers got so many things they can throw at you, so many players, different players and different sets that they can throw at you. But, Jay, you mentioned tired. You mentioned, you know, all of those sort of things, one day of rest. In basketball, since you're the basketball expert on the show, as Chuck said, no disrespect to you and me, Zeke.
You are the football expert.
Could it be such that they're ready to go where the Clippers were sitting around kind of waiting so they get a little bit of rust coming out of the first game?
Yeah, I mean, look, they could hit the ground running depending upon how Michael Porter Jr. plays. You know, he can give them a boost. He's very talented. He's young. He has legs. They do have options.
But it just don't seem
right. It just feels, though, like once you settle into the series, though, Key.
No, yeah, for sure.
It's playoff time.
So they could steal one?
They might be able to steal one. I think they might be able to steal one. Maybe, I mean, look, the Clippers have had lapses before. We've watched them have lapses, obviously. But I don't – Jamal Murray is an incredible talent. I don't know if Jamal Murray is transcendent talent like Luka Doncic.
Keep it going, talent.
Like, I don't know if he's going to be that guy that can do so many of those things. Uh-huh. Denver typically beats you by the volume, right? They beat you by playing 10, 11, 12 guys. Gary Harris, Michael Porter Jr., Jeremy Grant, Monte Morris. They throw guys at you. Clippers throw guys at you, too, but I don't think they have a transcendent talent like Luka.
Real quick, Key, because you're an L.A. guy and you know the area so well. If the Clippers were to win this series, which everybody thinks they will – they will be at a place they've never been in the history of the franchise. For the first time in their 50-year history, they will be in the Western Conference Finals. I'm not putting the cart before the horse, but I am just asking you, this is a moment that Clippers fans have waited for forever, starting tonight on ESPN Radio. They get this done, it's uncharted territory.
It's.
I know you're Laker fans. It's no big deal making the Western Conference Finals.
It's good, right? It's like, oh, okay, cool. It's like the Mets. If they get something done, but this is New York Yankees territory, right? And so when you look at it, it's like, okay, the Clippers are good. We respect the fact that this is a team that is rebuilt. They got rid of Donald Sterling and all that baggage. Bombers come in. He's done some good things. Doc Rivers is there. Jerry West is there. We're happy for them. It's like the little brother, like, hey, man, we glad for you. I'm serious. That's what it'll be.
No doubt about
Clipper
it.
Clipper fans don't like that, but it's the truth.
No question about that. Again, we'll talk much more NBA.
Hey, they're cute.
Hey, little cute Clipper fans.
Patting them on the head. We'll talk about it with Tim Legler coming up at 8:10 a.m. Eastern time. So here's the thing. Today in the NBA, you got the Raptors and the Celtics again. We'll see if Toronto can finally get back on the board. And then obviously the Clippers will take on the Denver Nuggets. Keys Lakers tomorrow on ESPN, winnowing closer, about 40 days away probably from crowning an NBA champion. Still to come, another title contender is in a must-win, figuratively, though not literally. We'll talk about their chances next. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.